I think so. All right, there we go. I knew there was something missing. I couldn't hear myself talking. Bonjour, mes amis. Comment ça va ce matin? Ça, c'est Mike et Charlie. C'est avec vous autres. Sur ce jeudi matin, sur la tasse de café. Alors, je ne sais pas, j'ai trempé mes papiers, j'ai chopé mon fond et tout la fin. Mais quand même, nos sponsors aujourd'hui, c'est Evangeline Bank and Trust Company, Cajun Catfish, Bearwood Furniture Center, Lakeview RV Park, Perry Pete Ford, Prairie Ron Rice, Robert Perron Plumbing, Villeplate Transmission, H2O Pools and Supply, Blake's Pharmacy, Bordelon's Home Furnishings, Pizza Shack, EPIC Insurance, and Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center. Okay, Monsieur Charlie, comment ça va ce matin?
Alors, t'as mon microphone ouvert?
Yes, sir.
All right, mais on est en business d'abord. Qui a ta... T'as donné off à Marc aujourd'hui?
Well, c'est comme ça, Monsieur Charlie. Marc est le boss, ça fait prendre off quand il veut, mais oui, il a pris off toute la semaine pour JD. He said he had a rough time last week, had a lot going on, so he needed some time off, so we gladly gave it to him. So.
Pas ben, studi. Ça fait de la peine, force, il est bien travaillé aussi dur que ça, là. Oh, je suis sûr, il est couvert jusqu'à...
I don't know. I think Mark's up all hours of the night. You never know what he's up to, huh?
Yeah, but I bet you this morning he's covered up to the nose up there on his bed.
I wouldn't blame him. Not at all.
I know why. The mot du jour.
There you go.
Just as soon get it off on the mot du jour this morning.
That's what I'm talking about.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
You ready for the mot du jour?
I'm going to try.
Well, I'll tell you what. The mot du jour is sick.
Malade?
S-I-C-K. Malade, yeah, okay.
Okay.
How about a verbal expression of sick? To be sick.
Would it malade? No.
Et malade,
yeah. Et malade, okay.
I'm not gonna agree with this one, but to be sick at the stomach.
Mal au ventre?
Most diraient ça, mais ça dit mal au cœur.
Ça c'est le cœur, ça c'est le heart.
Mais ça, I well said, I wasn't gonna agree with it. But mal au cœur is proper.
Okay.
When you stick sick in your stomach, what's going on?
Yeah, you're right.
Allons parler plus loin de ce ça là.
Yeah, exactly.
Moi, je suis pas à peu agree avec ça. All right. To fall sick.
Tomber malade.
Okay. And to feel sick.
Sentir malade.
Okay. Let's go right here. To be sick of, like disgusted.
Découragé? I don't know.
Dégoûté.
Dégoûté, that, I remember that word, okay.
All right. Es-tu dégoûté? Ça arrive des fois de ce job, tu connais. On en parlait là. Le seasick.
Oh. Allons voir, let's see, hold on.
I'll give you a few seconds.
Probably when you're going to say it, I'm going to say, yep, that's it, but I'm blank, Mr. Charlie.
Avoir le mal de mer.
Mal de mer. Okay.
Seasick.
That's probably not what I was thinking of, but I mean, I can't think of what I was thinking of.
All right, but then, how about to be sick of? You have enough.
There you go. There you go.
What is that? How you say that?
J'ai assez.
Huh? Well, yeah. On avoir assez, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, étonné. Something that sickens you.
Oh. I don't know.
That rend malade.
Rend malade. Yeah, I should have known that. Okay, you're right, Charlie. You're right.
And it says here, a sick headache.
Sick headache.
Yeah.
Malo.
And migraine.
Migraine. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
How about if we just adjourn the meeting with that one right there?
Yeah, while we're ahead, we're going to get...
feeling sort of nauseous.
Malo cœur peut prendre.
Pas mal au ventre, mal au cœur.
Mal au cœur, there you go.
Nous autres, on dit mal au ventre, ça dit mal au cœur.
Exactement.
Mais je crois que parmi nous autres, tu peux user un ou l'autre.
That's what I say.
You have your choice.
Exactement.
And that's what confuses Mark all the time. Mark wants to go either one way or the other. He don't want to go both ways.
That's French for you. That's the way it goes.
Sometimes go three ways.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I agree with that.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. On va mettre le livre à côté là. De, et on va chercher pour des différentes. Des différents d'autres choses à ce matin,
there
ici
you
ça.
Go.
Roger Key, qui m'a commencé avec une parole ou deux de la Ville Platte Transmission.
OK.
Un peu chargé de M. Alan Moore. Lui, il dit ça ici, si votre transmission peut vous donner du tracas, qu'on ne fait pas venir à des experts comme la Ville Platte Transmission, LLC, à la Ville Platte. Ça peut vous offrir ensuite 45 ans d'expérience. Ville Platte Transmission travaille dessus n'importe qui, marque ou modèle, standard ou automatic, domestic ou import. Et ils ont votre electronic overdrive specialist. Et ça vous offre un nationwide warranty. Ça vous donne un local, free local towing avec le mauvais mal, major repairs, un service d'une journée dessus, la majeure partie des cas. Et ça vous offre des finances si vous êtes à court de cash dessus ça. Avec le crédit approuvé. Dans leur service, va inclure des gros trucks, aussi bien de tous les automatiques, les front-wheel drive repairs et plus. Ça accepte le fuel, man. Ville Platte Transmission, LLC, est ouvert lundi au travers de jeudi, 8h à 5h. Là, le vendredi, ils sont ouverts par appointement. Ça, c'est à 1014 West Lincoln, ici, dans la Ville Platte. Appelez-les à 363-4897. Ville Platte Transmission LLC, les transmissions professionnelles à votre service, le propriétaire, M. Alan Moore.
All right, bien merci, M. Charlie Alan Moore. C'est un de mes partenaires. Le connais bien, M. Alan Moore. Yes, sir. Charlie, let me ask you this. Did you, I don't imagine you went squirrel hunting, but did you get to eat some squirrels?
No.
Pas encore.
Ben, j'ai pas espéré.
Moi-même.
J'ai de la patience.
Oh, I got some too. I know some of my family killed some. Just a matter of time, they'll be calling.
And I'm waiting. It's going to happen.
Let me tell you something. Did you see on Facebook what Suki did this morning?
Not this morning. I didn't get it.
You didn't have time. You're right. You were
but
here.
No, I come to work too early for me to.
That's true. You're a working man. Hey, listen, he's been baking for some of his special friends or whatever, but yesterday he baked 4 pecan pies. Today he baked some more pecan pies plus some pears. You talk about Jolie, and he posted that.
We've eaten some of that.
Oh, I did too. He brought me a pear pie before too, and oh man, he's a good chef. He knows how to do his thing. So.
Il est moins comme la vie à Jasmine là. Il est bon tout de même.
Let me tell you, and his garden. I see pictures of his garden. He's not a baby. He might give us a call after a while. And let us know what
he
does.
No, he don't like to talk on there. He likes to give.
To give. He come do that secretly?
En secret.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Ah, non, c'est ça, mais faut y faire quelque chose parce que, comme il dit, le sheriff reste avec. Elle va pas le quitter un rat dessus de job.
Exactly.
Il n'a pas rien d'autre chose à faire.
That's right. 363-2124, give us a call. Talk to me and Mr. Charlie if you want to.
Le numéro de phone encore?
363-2124.
Ou, vous êtes pas ni appeler.
Yeah.
Si vous êtes à peine ni écouter sur votre internet, c'est pas dessus de temps. Ça, c'est bien facile dessus ça. Je connais Mike, toi, tu n'étais pas là vendredi passé. Mm-hmm. On s'est passé un vrai bon temps vendredi passé.
I listen to y'all.
On a eu un vrai bon temps, on a eu la reine de coton avec nous autres. C'était un petit Cracker Jack ça, là. And I bien enjoy the program.
I listened to y'all, and I heard that. Her and her mama were here, and then they brought y'all some gratons, I believe.
Some gratons and some boudin. Yeah. And then Mr. Muse brought us each root beer flute.
Oh, that's what Jesse Muse brought that?
Yeah, Jesse
Come
brought
on,
that.
Oh, Jess? All right.
Yeah, our buddy Jesse.
Way. All
so,
right.
So our little Abigail was just telling me, she said, Mr. Charlie, I'm glad I didn't wear my tight dress today. She had some room to expand.
There you go. She got to enjoy that.
Miss Becky, comment ça va ce matin, Becky?
Ça va bien.
C'est un freshly bon, hein?
Becky got her sweater on this morning.
Hey, Mike, boit pas de café, lui?
No, you know what? I drink some at the house early, and if I come here with all this thing here, I'm going to capote the toss. That's why I leave it alone. But thank you, Becky.
Ah, oh, mais takapula.
Takapula, you're right. That's all I need to make something blow up right
here. Tu veux dire quelques paroles?
Yeah, we can do something if you want. I don't fast off.
All right,
you go ahead and do that, Mr. Charlie.
Ever think about writing your life story? What would it say? Your first car, your significant other, your home, your retirement. With all of this comes planning. That's where Evangeline Bank comes in. The Evangeline Bank can help you with your life story with sound financial planning. Stop by one of our branches today and speak to one of our financial specialists to help write your life story. The Evangeline Bank, online at therealbank.com, with locations in Ville Platte, Alexandria, Pineville, and Crowley.
Are you friends and neighbors in this community we share? For over 100 years, we're the name you trust. You know that we'll be there. We're your hometown community bank, Evangeline Bank. Strong roots and financial wings to fly. We're large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Your hometown community bank, Evangeline Bank.
Okay, Charlie, you know what? Sunday I was in your stomping grounds. I got to go to the tournoi. I had really never been there. I might have gone when I was young, but I'd never been there, especially since it's right here. And I was really impressed with what goes on over there. There's a lot going on. They had so many people, so many supporters. And, of course, you know that. You've been doing it for so many years. Right across the field there. They had campers. They had a motor home. They had tents. Yeah. It's unbelievable. Yeah. The turnout they
people,
had.
Hey, it's not just at LSU that they do tailgating, though.
I agree with you.
They've been tailgating right here at the tournoi for years.
Yeah. Well, I was.
Comme dit Bog la Boucan volée ici.
Yeah, with la Pouchiaki. Well, la Boucan volée too, mais la Pouchiaki volée too, seat. And like Buffy said yesterday, it's a good thing it wasn't yesterday because after all that rain, it could have been a mess. But they usually just postpone it, I guess, when it gets like that.
Well, they have to.
They have no choice. They can't run it like that. So
you can't run in the mud.
Yeah, I think one time it went like 3 or 4 weeks before they got to have it. So
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
You never know when you're going to have it.
That's right. Anyway, 363-2124. Let me just give this here for those of you who have a family listening into something. You can hear us on KVPI 92.5 FM, KVPI 1050 AM, or those listening online, KVPIonline.com, Classic Hits 92.5. If you have friends that are listening in that want to listen to us, give them that number there, okay?
Let me talk about Bearwood Furniture.
Go for it, Mr. Charlie.
Bearwood Furniture Center. You know, they have their family ties here in Ville Platte. You didn't know that, I bet you.
No.
On this over here. But you go by down there, you'll find out that we've got some connections with the Bearwood people. They're professionals. They have one location and only one location. And when they do something, do it the right way. They can make you a cypress table or a bar stool or a swing. Go by down there and talk to these folks. They're located between Sunset and Karen Crow, just off of I-49. Their physical address is 4975 Northwest Evangeline Thruway. Now, they want you to go by and visit with them because they're anxious to do business with you. And you can also, if you prefer, you can call them at 337-896-5203. Or go to www.bearwoodfurnituresenter.com. And it's very easy to do business with these fine folks. They'll appreciate it. You're going to appreciate it, too. And don't forget, that big holiday is right around the corner. Now's the time to place your orders, folks. It's never too early to get it done and get it done the way you want it, when you want it. And that's at Bearwood Furniture Center between Sunset and Karen Crow. Tell them hello for us.
They're on the interstate, if I remember right, huh?
Just off of the interstate.
I remember seeing the sign. Yeah, well, great.
Yeah, take time next time and stop by and visit with them.
I might have to do that, stop by and tell them that we're
I don't know if they have a coffee pot or not. That I can't tell you.
I can live without that because, like, I drink one cup of coffee. The wife and I in the morning, we get up and we sit down, we watch the news, we drink our cup of coffee, and I'm good for the day. Unless I go visit someone where they have something, I might take it. But it's not a big deal for me if I don't get more than one.
Well, I'll be okay with it. I'm doing okay with that
one.
Yeah,
there you go. And how you feeling? You looking good?
Looking good?
Well, I don't know. You look like you're healthy, like you.
I looked in the mirror and I still look like myself.
Yeah, but I meant to say you're not dragging, is what I'm trying to say, Charlie.
You never know about me.
No, you're right about that. So, anyway.
Like one guy, one of my friends said the other day, Charlie, you're an amazing person. I said, how's that? Well, you're either in the hospital or you're either on the Taz de Café, one or the other.
That's it.
Well, I got to keep things going. And it's It's a way of life on this.
That's right.
It gets boring just sitting down with no action.
Yeah, you have to have a hobby or something. I agree with you, you know.
Yeah, but you get tired of going to doctor's visits.
Yeah, that's not a good hobby.
And I'm a pro when it comes to that. I've got enough of them.
Well, I did too. In the last 10 years, believe me, I had some surgeries and stuff, so I feel good now, but I've been through the mill.
Well, I have one coming up this morning. After I get out of here, I have to go check with my doctor.
Hmm. Well.
We'll make do.
There you go. There you go.
And a part phone call?
No, nothing yet. I don't know. I guess they're sleeping in late maybe this morning because
they must be sick.
Yeah, maybe they're sick or something. So.
But that's our word of the day, you know, sick.
That's right.
If they're too sick to call, so that's not good.
Throw my lot for a play. I brought that little book, like I said, if you want to look at it and bring up something, Mr. Charlie, it's all stuff that might
be. I have a question for you.
Go for it.
And I consider you a professional in this department on this. And the bodywork of automobiles and everything, you were raised with with the best.
Correct.
Two of the best. Two guys. Okay. Your daddy and
Mr. Tatman.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Where have the hood ornaments gone to?
That's a good question. And you know what? And let me tell you something. I look back at these pictures. I even have some of my book, my phone right here in the 50s, like 50s, where all the hood ornaments and all the chrome and stuff, everything's rubbing plastic. You don't see any more chrome like you used to do those days.
I guess more expensive or something.
Yeah, they are. Hey, I got a phone call if you want one, Mr. Charlie.
Okay. Hey, bonjour. Qui tu parles?
Mr. Charlie.
Way.
This is Charles Fontenot.
Comment ça va, Charles?
All right. You remember when you told me in the cat litter, the cat de bleu pies or whatever you call that?
I'm not too sure. You'd have to refresh my memory.
Is that when you called yesterday, Charles?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't just a Charlie. It was somebody else who called in and said something about some cat litter.
That's what I... Even though that worked, it killed everything in the house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, now you're going to have to... You're going to have to refresh me with that and then put me up to speed. What was it that y'all use?
It's the cat litter.
Yes, sir.
I spread that in my house and killed them little caterpillars or whatever you call it.
Uh-huh.
It killed every one of them in the house.
It killed only little tatties, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, there you see. That's a cheap remedy.
There you go.
And I spread it around my house outside, too.
Well, oh, well, hey, you're going to chase everything away, huh?
Now you know, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, maybe we're going to put that in the garden.
That was Miss Shirlene who called. Miss Shirlene O'Connor called, and she gave us that tip there. Some others called in, too, but I think what you're talking about, she's the one that called it in. Yeah, so it works. We know it works, huh?
Yes, sir. It sure does.
Very good. Well, good to know that.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Charles.
Have a nice day.
Same to you, man. Dad.
Okay.
Another call?
We got another one, Charlie.
Hey, bonjour, qui tu parles?
Hey, Mr. Charlie.
Yes, sir.
Comment la vie, ma sœur? Vous et Mr. Mike?
Mr. Gallo.
Prati, mets ton radio plus bas, mon ami.
Put your radio a little bit low, Mr. Gallo.
There
you go. That's better.
Tu la crank trop. Tu t'appelles crank trop fort, là.
Pour dire juste, S-I-C-K?
S-I-C-K. Sick.
Sick way, malade.
Sick malade.
Why? Because quand est malade, va voir le docteur.
Mais exactement. Mais c'est là où je suis going après je vais going the program.
Il a des agréments si ça va pas loin.
L'agrément d'aller en docteur.
Oui.
Je connais pas qui docteur toi tu vas, mais moi j'ai pas d'agrément d'aller.
Quoi pas d'agrément d'aller.
Il me paye.
Combien pas Monsieur Charlie.
Il me fait du bien, mais c'est pas de l'agrément d'aller s'asseoir puis espérer pour une visite.
Ah. Oh.
Mais c'est correct.
Puis, Mr. Mike, connaît quelque chose pour ça?
Oh, ouais. Moi, je suis docteur, mais je suis un docteur des automobiles. J'ai travaillé sur les automobiles pour ma vie, mais pas un docteur de malade.
Ah, c'est ça,
c'est. Oui.
Mais Mr. Mike a pris prendre les rires,
hein? Oui, il a pris la semaine off, oui.
Oh.
Mmh. Il a pu faire de Paris.
Ça,
il a pu faire de
paresseux. Ça, t'as pu passer un vrai temps, là, allez. Donc, t'as pu faire bon job, Mr. Mike.
Bien merci, Mr. Gallo. Bien merci.
Oui. Et bien, Mr. Charlie, on va aller voir le docteur la semaine qui vient, là.
All right. Well, he hears you. He's gonna...
On est là.
Il est là.
On va aller après-midi, ouais.
Monsieur Charlie, going up après notre programme.
Oh.
Oui.
Oh, OK. Mm-hmm. Et qui we're going to what, Dr. Chuck?
Oui.
Ah, c'est un bon docteur, ça?
Good. Hey, faut pas qu'il critique, non, parce qu'il a peut-être écouté.
Je crois pas qu'il a peut-être écouté.
Oh, oui, il a peut-être écouté.
Oui, il a écouté la tasse.
Je crois pas qu'il a peut-être écouté son loi à l'hôpital.
va pas croire ça. Il a une oreille, t'es bien, bien fine. Il attend ça, là. Il connaît qui t'a fait brasser.
Oh. Oui. All right, mais on peut faire un bon job, Mr. Mike.
Bien merci, Mr. Gallo. Bien merci. Call us again.
All right.
OK.
Charlie, we have another one, unless you want to do a commercial.
Let's do another one.
All right, let's see. We got one more.
Hey, bonjour. Qui tu parles?
Hey, Mr. Charlie and Mr. Mike.
Hey, how you doing,
hey,
Steven?
Good morning, Steven.
I'm doing all right. Yesterday, I went to visit my cousin that lives down the hall from me, and he was saying, we were talking about Clint Eastwood's movies and all that. He said he did one not too long ago. It's called A Mule. Y'all know what that movie's about? I never saw it.
No, sir.
No, Steven,
I'm not a movie connoisseur, so Mr. Mark can answer that next week, you call him.
Yeah, Mark knows pretty much. Is that an old movie?
No, it's one that came out, I think he said last year or something. I never saw it.
I can't help you on that, Steven.
No, neither can I, Steven.
I'm a dummy when it comes to that.
Oh.
But you'll find out. Call Mark next week. He'll give you the details.
And somebody might call in and tell us about it. Steven, you never know.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling, my friend.
All right.
Okay, Mr. Charlie, that's it for right now.
You think I should talk about some more Cajun people?
I think we should.
It'd be good. Some royal Cajuns. You're talking about Charlie Bourdelon.
God don't Charlie.
And his son, Chris, at the Marksville location. They're downtown Marksville, ready to serve you. And there's Barry Bourdelon in the Crowley location. He's there to serve you, too. And then there's Mr. Farrell. No, not a Bourdelon. He's a Dupre. Farrell Dupre at the Jenny's location. They have three locations to better serve you. And folks, let me tell you, they are serious about saving money and offering you quality. That is one thing they will not hear anything else but quality. They want to serve you right. These people are there to help you decide what would be best for your residence. Find what you need because they have a large selection. Their stores are chock-a-block full of inventory, full of choices for you. They'll take you by the hand, and they'll discuss anything that you need to know about which one would be best to put in your own personal house on this. Believe me, when you deal with these folks at Marksville, Crowley, and Jennings, you are dealing with people who are very anxious to serve you, very anxious. Deal with them, and you're going to deal with the professionals that you've been expected to deal with. Charlie Bourdelon and the crew at Bourdelon's Home Furnishing.
How about that Barry? Not Barry. What's it? Is it Chris's son there? He does that commercial on TV where he puts Dr. Koo. He puts his glass of wine right there, and he jumps on that mattress, and it doesn't spill a drop.
Yeah, but I'm beginning to wonder about that glass of wine. I think he does on purpose.
You think so?
Because he likes to drink. He has to drink that glass after the commercial's over.
Yeah, well, that's why he does it, so he doesn't want to spill it. Maybe that's why, huh?
Maybe he makes a mistake, and then he has to do it over again and and drink it and do it.
Ah, now I see where you're coming from.
I didn't do TV commercials before, no.
I got you. Let me ask you something, Charlie, just before we wait on the phone call. Do you remember this? This right here?
Oh, sure.
The glass house. Dr. Roderick Perron.
Yeah, but it's all right now. You can't see it from the road
anymore.
You're
so right. You're right.
It's all overgrown with the shrubbery and everything else. But I'm told that it's no longer glass around there.
I think you're right. I think they did something. I think one of his nieces, they said, might have moved in there or something.
Well, Doc lives in the Point Blue area now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where he's originally from, yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, mm-hmm. It was raised right there, and he's retired from, I think, from his medical practice, and he's a minister.
That's true. Yes, you're right about that.
He's not a Eucharistic minister. He's what do you call that?
You got me. I know exactly what you're trying to say.
But anyway, he's He's associated with the Catholic Church on this over here. Very fine fellow. I talked to him not too long ago on this, and he's still trucking on this.
Well, good.
Deacon. He's a deacon with the church.
Deacon, that's the word we're looking for. Absolutely. Yeah,
exactly.
Yes, absolutely. Well,
you know, we've been promised, we've been talking about that. Father Mitch Gedry is supposed to come on the program before too long. We're making arrangements to have him on this.
Well, that'd be great.
But not this week. He's on retreat this week, so everything is fine. We'll get him in here, and he'll be talking about a different subject.
All right. Well, let me do one right here for us, Mr. Charlie.
Who you want?
We're going to do the catfish, if I'm looking at the right place.
Here is your invitation from John DeVille and the crew at Cajun Catfish Buffet to come enjoy a delicious meal tonight. Take advantage of their Thursday night special at Cajun Catfish Buffet. Two all-you-can-eat buffets, just $30. Children ages 4 to 12, only $9.99. Wednesday is Senior Citizens Night. Seniors can enjoy their incredible buffet for $14.99. Their regular price is $22.99. For you crab lovers, Friday and Saturday nights enjoy their Crab Extravaganza Buffet for only $29.99. Cajun Catfish Buffet is open Wednesday through Saturday night from 5 to 9 p.m. with a large seafood buffet each night and over 30 items to choose from, including blue crabs, boiled shrimp, fried fish, shrimp etouffee, also seafood gumbo, jambalaya, and much more. And you can order from their huge menu as well. Phone 363-6006. Cajun Catfish Buffet on Highway 167, just north of Ville Platte.
Okay, Mr. Charlie. We are caught up now. 363-2124. Give us a call. Mr. Charlie and I are getting lonesome here. We want to talk to you about whatever you want to discuss.
I know. I'm figuring out why the phone calls are not coming in.
Yeah, you.
Miss Efredio. Le fraîcheur de Priplas. Qui n'a temperature qui? 50 degrés ce matin.
Tu
connais ça, c'est rendu fraîche. C'est pas frais, mais c'est fraîche.
Oh. I hit. Okay. All right.
I wasn't on.
You probably weren't. I hit him, but I guess I didn't hit both of them hard enough, but I hit him. Well, you're going to have to get better.
One way to cut me off.
Well, I did do it on purpose, though. But it's going to happen. Like I said, I'm doing it for fun. When it gets to it's a business, I'm gone.
The thing is, though, we were saying it was about the temperature. And, boy, it felt good to walk out this morning.
It did. It absolutely
walked
did.
Walked out on the driveway and smelled that fresh air. And, well, I tell you, it feels good.
It felt good. Charlie, we got a call if you want.
Okay. Not yet. Wait. We got to wait for our turn.
Well, it was blinking, so that's all I was doing. It was blinking again. Let's see what happened.
Hey, bonjour, qui te parle?
Hey, this here's Buffy.
Mr. Buffy. Comment ça va, Mr. Buffy?
Buffaroo.
All right, y'all. It's 53 degrees in Mahmood this morning, right now.
53 degrees.
Wow. Okay. All right. That feels good, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I'm walking out of Fred's. I'm locking the door.
It's cooler outside than it is inside now.
Oh, yeah, most probably you could cool it down, just stack it behind the truck.
Go ahead. That would work.
Hey, Buffy. Did you have fun this weekend, Buffy?
Oh, I tell you what, it was one thing after another one. Their cats are walking, Mahmood. Looked like it was a big success.
Yeah, it was. I agree with that. We saw it, you know, because I was there with you, and the streets were full. They had a good entertainment, and I think they shut it down around 11 o'clock, but it was a big success. They had a lot of turnout. A lot of people turned out there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's what people do. They get there early to walk, and then after they walk, they want to go home.
Yeah.
Well, of course, they go to rest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, did you participate in the tournoi Sunday?
I collected the gate, and that was it.
Okay, so you're semi-retired, I understand, from there, huh?
Yeah. I went from the thirdest oldest to the oldest in the bunch.
So you're the grandpa of the bunch?
Yep.
Well, that's how it is when you do a good job, Buffy. Even though you want to retire, they won't let you go completely. They're going to keep coming back to you for little things. And right now, just collecting the gate, it keeps you involved, and it helps them out. So, good.
Yeah, you see, Mr. Gerald was the oldest. Charlie was the next, and then I was the next. Then Mr. Gerald died. Charlie had to give it up, so...
Oh, well.
No more competition.
No more competition. That's why we got you there, Charles.
No, but I was glad to be in third place.
Yeah, well, I'm sure.
But of course.
I guess so, yeah.
But the thing is, Buffy, the people who drive up there, if they wouldn't see your face, they wouldn't think that they had the right place.
Most probably.
Because I can remember when it was done, you drive up, they had the collectors on the street.
Yeah.
When you were driving there on this.
Oh, yeah.
Now Buffy sits there. He come to me.
Yeah, they're right.
On this.
Well, you see, that part of the road, that's a federal road. You can't block it.
Ah.
Hey, Buffy, let me ask you. I know they started, if you could, I don't know how involved you were at that time. They started at Ville Platte High, and then they went to where?
Sacred Heart.
Then they went to Sacred Heart.
Sacred Heart.
Yes.
And then they went to Industrial Park?
We went to my first year. We were on 167, where Sherry Pete had the subdivision.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That must have just been for 1 year, though, huh?
Yeah, it was just 1 year right now, because we didn't have the way you have to make the track, and you also got to put the people far back.
Yeah.
In case a horse comes out of control,
yeah.
You want him to have about 20, 30 feet for him to run with the track if you can control him.
Buffer.
Put him in the crowd, go running with somebody.
Yeah, buffer zone, yes, sir. But
and then once you did that, then you had to put some place for the people to bring their chairs, then the bleachers.
Oh, Lord,
To park everybody.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And then they were parking on the side of the highway.
Yeah.
And that wasn't working out well.
Yeah.
Now, Buffy, we had 1 year, I remember, we ran it in a rice field.
On Mr. Uri Fontenot's property.
On the
Snooks Road.
On the Snooks Road, yes, sir.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that.
In a rice field.
Wow.
But there was one of those rained out deals. We had to have a place to run it, so. And then they ran it. They ran it right there by not far from where Tatesman and Boys is right now, too.
Well, we ran right, that was one of my first years, right where Tatesman and Boys was at.
Yeah, right.
Before they built that new store, maybe?
Before they built the new store.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember that it's Satigs or Sidario something?
Yeah, Dairy Queen.
Sidario. Sidella.
That was a Dairy Queen.
Sidella was the old Dairy Queen. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Before they had a Dairy Queen that we were running, that was where we parked the cars.
Okay.
So you see, Mike, we have been around.
Oh,
Buffy,
I tell you what.
I.
Y'all must be glad y'all have a place to set them bleachers and just leave everything there or whatever, but that's a lot of hauling around or whatever you got
to do. Well, we used to rent a truck from Mr. Henry Lee Manuel. That truck, the flatbed.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And me and one particular person, we would go on Saturday at the ballpark, and we'd borrow the bleachers.
Uh-huh.
Ah, I see. So that's where y'all got the bleachers. Okay. Yeah. See, I didn't
know that. And then we had to bring them back on Monday.
Now it don't happen.
They don't happen no more, so...
But we would wait until after Mr. Henry Lee would close up on Monday, and then he'd loan us the truck again.
Yeah. Now you see that? I didn't know all that. Well, now we're learning. But
now that's some of the case history, the background of the tournoi.
There you go. Yeah.
That's and then the last year we done it, we had to for the work party, some of them had to bring some trailers, and they had to go get them. And then to bring them back, it was an act of Congress to bring them back because everybody was back at work.
Yeah, I see what you said.
I tell you what, one thing I remember over the years, I've had I've had to have someone with a four-wheeler to pick me up on the outside of the track to bring me to the center of the track so I could do the MC. It was so muddy on the infield of it on this over here.
That was, what, 6-7 years ago when it rained?
Right.
It rained.
That was when Steve Powell had, Steve Powell was the taxi man at that time. Yeah, I remember all of those. We've had, Buffy and I could stand there and we could give you history after history after history.
I'll bet y'all could.
We have bits and pieces in our minds, and we put it together and make one big piece.
Yeah, very interesting, too.
But Buffy, we
appreciate it. That was the year they parked at the National Guard Armor and where Viplat Ironworks is at, and they'd unload the four-wheelers, and then they'd unhook the trailer to the truck, put it on the four-wheeler. And they'd come through the gate, and they'd just park the trailer and sit on the trailer.
Wow.
There's a lot of behind the scenes that took place.
Yeah, it's like in anything. You're right. You don't see the work horses until they know that what they're doing. But anyway.
But Buffy, believe me.
You couldn't get cars on there. You couldn't let them get on there because they were going to just bury themselves and then mud up somebody's car trying to come up.
Right.
But those young ones like that, though. They like to spin the wheels in the mud.
Oh, yeah. And then it leaves us some ruts for the following year.
Yeah, leave some rest. So the tournoi riders have to work on that and cultivate all of that. Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But Buffy was, I'll tell you one thing. I can tell you one thing. Buffy was a very hard worker.
Oh, yeah.
Buffy did work that most of these guys didn't appreciate he was doing.
I don't doubt that. A lot of behind the scene, you're right, Charlie. I agree with you.
I know that's for a fact. Like I said,
fact,
I did it for a few years. MCing.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was fun, and I did miss it this week. I have to admit that on this. You know, it's like an old racehorse.
Well, you did it for so long,
But anyhow, Buffy, we want to tell you thank you for the years that you did it.
Absolutely,
Buffy. All right. Who was doing it before you?
I took over, best of my memory, it was our... late mayor of Ville Platte, Harold Bordelon.
Oh, okay.
When I started, it was at the Sacred Heart track when I started back then.
You started after Harold Bordelon? Is that right?
I took Harold Bordelon's place.
That's a lot of years ago.
Well, what do you think? Well, I've been around for a while.
Well, I know that, but I didn't think you were doing that long. That's amazing. Wow, good for you, Charlie.
And this. But
I started in 74, and it was Charlie.
I'll be dog.
Yeah, when I was there earlier than that.
Oh, okay. Well, I started in 74.
Must have been in the 60s.
And this, like 70s, you said, I was right behind Mr. Gerald as far as seniority goes.
The early 70s or something, yes. So.
But anyhow, we've had some good times, and we have some very happy memories of the different events that took place. Some we really rather cried than laugh about it, but it was part of the fun.
Yeah, we got a few injuries over the years, but we never got in a ditch.
No, and nothing very serious.
Mm-mm.
So, anyhow, the good Lord took care of us.
Yeah. Okay, I'll talk to y'all later.
Merci beaucoup, Buffy.
Thank you, Buff. I'll see you Saturday.
All right, and I'll tell you what. That man there, I'm telling the truth on this. This man was not the most appreciated people. He was behind, and he didn't do it for appreciation. He did it to keep the show going.
Exactly. He wanted to be sure it was everything
on this over here.
He
was on that horse, and he was patrolling throughout the day.
I didn't really know Buffy a whole lot. I knew of him until I went to Fred, and that's a fine man. I really like Buffy, and I know you know a lot about him. So,
well, I've been doing the tournoi. I had
no idea it was that long, Charlie. I really didn't.
I'm a little. C'était un gentil garçon.
Quel mot c'était un gentil garçon.
Yeah, kicks on him. I'm not that old, you see. I haven't done it then.
I know.
But anyway, let's quit talking about old and everything. Might make me feel old if I start talking about getting old. I want to talk about the Lakeview Park and Beach. The Lakeview Park and Beach says, let's go. This Saturday night, that's going to be October the 19th, the music by Horace Trahan and the Austin Express. They'll be in the barn starting at 9 o'clock. La poussière va voler là. Then the following Saturday... October the 26th, One Trick Pony will be starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. Their tickets are $10, and the campers get two free tickets when they pay their admission. Come out and support your local musicians. Have fun with all your friends and your relatives. Lakeview Park and Beach is the place where it's located, 3 miles north of Eunice on the Highway 13. They offer 95 full camper sites with the green space between each site. Now, these sites include the free local channels and complimentary Wi-Fi. There's a playground for the kids, a 13-acre fishing lake stocked with brim, bass, and white perch. Come and spend a great weekend at Lakeview Park and Beach. Call 457-2881 or visit them on the website, lvpark.com.
All right, Charlie, 363-2124. Give us a call here. If you like, Charlie, you want me to go ahead and do another one?
Let's hear from you.
Perry P. Ford is your preferred dealer for Polaris and more. In all of Eunice, there is not a friendlier or more knowledgeable sales staff. Conveniently located at 3420 Highway 190 East in Eunice, Perry P. Ford can provide you with the latest and best in power sports products, service, and repair. They specialize in new and pre-owned Polaris sales, financing, service, parts, and accessories. They offer a great selection of ATVs, Rangers, and many pre-owned units for you to choose from. If you're looking for Polaris ATVs, Ranger, and RZRs, then look no further. Trust your power sports vehicle with their service center. Know the job is done right the first time. Their combined experience and enthusiasm for power sports makes the right choice for all things Polaris. Perry P. Ford, a premier Polaris dealer. Phone 457-2231 or 1-800-848-7395.
Okay, let's see, buddy.
You got both of them lit up now?
They both lit. Well, I go okay. I hit them both, but sometimes they don't always light up. Let me see. We got a call. You want it?
All right. Hey, bonjour. Qui tu parle?
John McGreen.
Galila.
I don't have tongue, not partner John.
I just want to give y'all a report. Je suis mon jardin.
Oui.
Yeah, let's hear about it.
Les choux à peu faire bien. Cauliflower, broccoli, et la moutarde a peu sprout, a peu germinate.
Ah, mais tu vas manger de la moutarde avant longtemps d'abord.
Je pense, ouais.
Oh, yeah, ça profite.
J'ai eu un tas de poissons hier.
Oh, ouais? Ouais.
J'ai traité let's see how you say that. J'ai traité des tartes pour du poisson hier.
Oh, go ahead. There you go. I saw them cakes you made. You made all that yesterday, Suki?
I made that at 1:30 this morning.
Won't you crawl?
Can't sleep, so he'd bake
cakes. Oh, I tell you what.
I got a buddy that catches a lot of. He's the Sacale King of Ville Platte.
Oh. Uh-huh. Them are good eating now.
You better believe it.
Oh, yeah. He got fixed up, and I got fixed up.
Good for you.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. How you say trade in French?
Trade.
Trade.
Je trade du poisson pour des tocs.
Pour des tocs, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ça, c'est pas mauvais, trade.
Pas mauvais.
I had trouble with that. I usually bake a regular pie. He bought some 4-inch deals. I had to take that dough and cut all that out and put that in those thin things and then put the whatever I was going to do.
So you worked.
Me sentais comme un charpentier.
Yes, okay.
Un charpentier dedans la cuisine.
Oui.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, Mike, I'm going to see you Saturday. I hadn't been down. And I don't know, it must be a month.
I know that. I've been missing you. Come by. Come tell me hello.
I've been going. I went to the LSU game and then my kids, and I've been rolling. But this Saturday, if nothing happens, I'm going to see you Saturday morning.
All right. Look forward to it, my friend.
So you're not going to the Mississippi State game?
Oh, no. I might go to the Auburn game, but I'm not going over there. We're going to beat them easy.
Okay. I hope you're right.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know...
Charlie, you doing all right?
Doing fine, John. You're getting better.
I'm going to take care of y'all later on that... on that food later.
Okay, well, I'm waiting. I have patience.
There you go.
Yeah, give me 2 or 3 weeks. I'm gonna take care of y'all over there. Y'all and listen, it'll be all not low calorie, no. It's no calorie.
Oh, look
whoa.
Out now.
You know what? You know what I got last night? A friend of mine brought me Suki. He brought me some Pluckmin.
Pluckmin.
Oh, I got some, but I don't. All I have is about 20% of what I had last year. Last year, I gave some more. I didn't know you like that.
Oh, Lord. Como se dice, mos lam sa com chocho lam mayi.
Wow.
All right, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. By Sunday, I'm going to pick you some and I'm going to bring you some.
There you go.
Oh, look out now.
Let me ask you this. I know what Pluckmin is, and I've eaten some off the tree and stuff, but what do you bake with that? Did you make pies with that?
You can eat them raw, and you can...
Susan Stanbro gave me a cake. I gave her a Walmart bag full last year, and she baked me a persimmon cake. It was awesome.
Wow.
It was very good. Now, listen, I have two kinds. I got what I call the flat one, then I got the big one that looks like a bell pepper.
You have the little small ones?
Yeah, well, they're kind of small and flat, but to me, I put them in the refrigerator. I can't tell the difference. They're very, very, very sweet.
Wow.
There's two kinds. Those big yellow ones, that's the domestic ones. But those little ones, that's those wild ones. The wild persimmons.
Yeah, but I have a tree of the native, but the worms get those.
Yeah.
But I got two other kinds. I'm going to take care of you. I'm gonna pick them.
Okay.
They're just getting orange. They normally get red.
Yeah, when they get red, they get soft. And when they get soft, look out. That's when I like them.
Oh, don't bite them before they're not soft.
Ooh, if you want to tie up that mouth of yours.
But, that's hard to do.
You said it, not us.
That's right. Listen, I'm going to, Charlie, I'm going to take care of you next week, brother.
All right, that'd be fine. We appreciate that, buddy.
Y'all have a good day.
Thank you for calling.
We'll see you Saturday, my friend.
Yeah. All right.
All right, we need to do some more commercials, I guess, Charlie.
Well, it's time. We were talking about persimmons, we were talking about pies, we were talking about this, talking about that. But I'll tell you one thing. We need to talk about Pizza Shack.
Oh, look out now.
And I tell you, when it comes down to eating, when it comes to something good, it's hard to beat that Pizza Shack pizza. Believe me, you can order the kind. They have a full menu of the different kinds that you can order on this. It doesn't matter what kind you order. You're going to be satisfied. You're going to be well in for a treat when you order a pizza made by the folks at the Pizza Shack in Opelousas. These guys are great. We deal with these night foremans. They're in there. Believe me, they're serious. They like to take their business serious, and they want you to be satisfied. They want to find out. They want you to be able to go up there when you want to cash out. You know, they want you to be smiling when you leave there. They don't want you to be frowning. They want you to be a satisfied customer. But they know that they've got you. Taken care of, because they make their own signature sauces daily. They're not going to order it, not from a can or somewhere else. They make it daily. They make their own fresh, and then the one-of-a-kind dough. Everything is done in-house, and that's under the direction of Tony and Elaine Parity. Since 1988, they're in business. They want you to know that they're serious, and they want you to know that you're welcome to come by and visit with them. At 1242 Edith Street in Opelousas. They're open for business Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and on Fridays from Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. also, and also on Sundays, 5 to 10 p.m. They're open for your convenience. They're open. Come on and enjoy the coldest beer in town.
All right, Charlie. We got a call, but let's go ahead and do this last commercial, then we're going to pick up that call if it's okay.
Here's a special message from Beth James, the owner of James Farms in nearby Prairie Roan. Our goal at James Farms is to grow and mill the best rice we can achieve and protect the land that we steward for the future. From our farm to your table, we're proud to offer you Prairie Roan rice. Our rice variety cooks evenly and provides a good source of grain for your family. Our long grain rice variety is gluten-free from non-GMO plants. Our farm has been managed by Rolando Sanchez for over 35 years, and we hope you enjoy what we've reaped from the heart of rice country in Louisiana. Available locally in Ville Platte at Champagne's Grocery and Champagne's in Lafayette. And you can buy Prairie Roan rice at Benny's Supermarket in Opelousas. Be sure to ask your grocer to start carrying Prairie Roan rice. Visit their website for more information about James Farms and our products at PrairieRoanRice.com. That's Prairie Roan rice, from our farm to your table.
All right, Mike. Tell you what, can I talk about another pro, another specialist in his field of work?
Mon voisin.
Robert Perron. Plumbing Repair Service. We talk about pros, we talk about experts. This man is a pro, and he's an expert. He's a master plumber. He has his master plumber's license number 636, and he can guarantee his work anytime he does work for you. And if it's a major job, he's going to give you some free estimates besides this. He's a very easygoing person, very easy to get along with, a person who wants to be your friend and take care of your problems on this over here. Robert Perron, Repair Service. He's there. He wants to repair and change out the fixtures or replace old sinks and faucets and do the service work for you. Call him at 363-5874, 363-5874, and you'll get the complete information you've been looking for. Robert Perron, Plumbing Repair Service.
All right, Charlie, how about a phone call?
Okay. Hey, bonjour, qui tu parles?
Good morning, Mr. Charlie and Mr. Mike. This is Sharon Fontenot.
Hi, Sharon.
Well, Sharon, comment ça va?
I just got to the museum. We're expecting a group of bicyclists today.
Bicyclists?
Yeah. I came in to give them the grand tour. So
that's awesome.
And then you're getting ready for signing tomorrow.
Yes, that's what I was calling about. I just wanted to remind everybody that we're having a big event tomorrow at the museum. Mr. Warren Storm is going to be here, the godfather of swamp pop music, and the author of his new book, Miss Yvette Landry. She wrote the book about Warren and his life and all of his stories. So I just wanted everybody to know and to hopefully come. It'll be at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and they're going to be here. We will have the books, and he also has a new CD. I think probably when they were writing the book, they talked about, you know, all the old music and stuff, and I think he's redone some of his original songs, plus there are others on the CD, too. So we will have the book and the CD, and they will be here, and we'll be happy to sign it for you.
And one thing, we missed him for the reunion the other day when...
We did. He, in fact, and Yvette and her band... Yeah. We're in Austin, Texas. You know, they have a big music scene there. And Warren called me and he said, I'd love to be there, but they were going to do a performance in Austin. And I shamed him. I said, you chose Austin over Ville Platte. Shame on you. The swamp pop capital of the world.
Well, when you're the grandfather of them all, you can choose what you want.
It's true. You can go where you want. But we're glad they're going to be here tomorrow.
He loves his Ville Platte people, that's for sure, huh?
Everybody to come.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we appreciate the call, Sharon.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. All right. And Mike, talking about the swamp pop and talking about the godfather on this over here. I enjoy all these guys. It's all guys that I grew up with. Mm-hmm. They're guys that I've been involved with over the years.
And I remember listening to you on the radio. You played all their music.
Johnny Allen was there for the reunion. And
I saw that. We
passed a good time.
Wonderful. I was supposed to go, but something came up. I couldn't make it.
But whenever Johnny's in the house, you're gonna have a good time.
You're gonna know it, huh?
Very on this, good. And besides that, well, we had others and on this, but
wonderful.
We had others who were not able to attend because, you know, that bunch, like we say, Warren Storm is the godfather. Yeah. What does that mean? The others are not far behind.
I agree. We're getting up in
age. Rod Bernard and that bunch. A lot of these guys weren't able to make it on this, so we forgive them on this. They'll come next year.
Of course, and we're so lucky to still have them and doing what they're doing, you know. So.
Okay. Can I talk about H2O Pools?
Absolutely.
Okay, if you don't mind. Not H2O Pools and Supplies says it's time to winterize that pool for the fall and the winter months. You can bring in a sample of your pool water to H2O Pools and Supplies so they can help you close your pool properly. Drain the equipment and cover or run the pump, the motor weekly to keep the equipment in working condition. In case of a freeze that's coming up, you know, we can't visualize freeze when you got 70 and 80 and 90 degree weather, but the freeze is coming up in a few months, and they want to advise you to run your pump and the motor during the freeze and drain the equipment, the lines to keep from freezing and cracking. Now, if you need assistance, you need to call H2O Pools and Supplies in Eunice, 546-6999, and they're now open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 till 5 p.m. Or come by at 330 North C.C. Dusson Street in Eunice, or call them at here in Ville Platte at 363-6729 in Ville Platte. That's H2O Pools and Supplies, your exclusive dealer for Pro Team Supreme.
All right, y'all. Let's try to get in a couple of more right here while we don't have any calls. Let's see what we got.
The next time your physician gives you a prescription, be sure to take it with full confidence to the registered pharmacist at Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatanya in Ville Platte. Pharmacist Pat Andrus and the staff are dedicated to providing you down-home one-on-one service. You're never a number on a computer file. You're a member of their growing family of customers. Everyone at Blake's Pharmacy have one goal and one aim, to help you get well again. When you walk in through the doors of their pharmacy on South Chatanya, you're greeted by their friendly personnel. And if you're looking for a new pharmacy that'll give you that old-fashioned friendly service, be sure to visit Blake's Southside Pharmacy. They'll fill your prescription exactly as ordered by your doctor. And visit them for a wide selection of trusted over-the-counter products and remedies that have helped generations of families, plus a big selection of gifts for all occasions. Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatanya in Ville Platte. Phone 363-7497.
Uh-huh.
All right, my friend.
Uh-huh.
Charlie, you want to get another one?
Well,
they don't have any phone
calls. I need to talk about Epic Insurance. Can I talk about Epic Insurance?
Absolutely.
Miss, I'll tell you one thing. Miss Bridget Bofa is the owner and the agent. And I'll tell you one thing for sure. She is ready. She's ready to serve you. Everyone's personal insurance center, that's Epic Insurance in Mamou. Because your future is never clear, Epic Insurance is there for you. She has a policy for any and all occasions that you're looking to cover on this over here. Go and discuss your situation, and she's going to furnish you with the coverage you're looking for. The proper coverage is going to be where you want some bonds or life insurance, disability, farm insurance, whatever. She's got it for you. Call Bridget at 468-EPIC or 468-3742. Bridget will stand behind you when the time gets tough. She's located in the center of Mamou. That's at 508 6th Street in Mamou. Epic Insurance. Give them a call.
Did you know that over half of the U.S. population tests positive for one or more allergens, including pollen, dust mites, animal dander, food, and stinging insects? Do you suffer through months of runny noses, congestion, and asthma, or even be at risk for a visit to the emergency room? It's time to stop suffering and start fighting your allergies. Doctors Bernard Frugier, Dr. Bina Joseph, and Dr. Andrew Collins at the Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center in Lafayette are fellowship-trained and certified by the American Board of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. They treat patients of all ages. The Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center can treat your allergies and change your life. Call Dr. Frugier, Dr. Joseph, or Dr. Collins today to schedule your appointment. 337-981-9495 or visit their website for more information at allergyla.com. That's the Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center of Southwest Louisiana.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Charlie. We're about to getting ready to wrap this thing up, huh?
Well, I'll tell you what, Mike, you made your virgin flight this morning with
us. Thank you
so
much.
On the program, and you did a good job.
I appreciate it.
I want to thank you, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
Absolutely. We'll do it one more time
tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be a better day for you.
There you go.
Tomorrow's going to be Friday.
Tomorrow's Friday, yeah.
Friday's a special day for me.
Me and you's going to be off for the weekend, huh?
Well, no, I have to say.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry, as our regular job, because you got the news and I got Fred, so I'm just kidding.
Well, that's what I mean. Saturday is not off.
That's right. It's not. You're right.
Unless if Mark wants to take our place.
I doubt that's going to happen, huh?
Not going to happen. The program I did fait possible ce matin à travers les compliments de Blake's Pharmacy, Pizza Shack, Epic Insurance, Bordelon's Home Furnishings, Robert Perron Plumbing, Lakeview RV Park, Evangeline Bank and Trust, Prairie Roan Rice, H2O Tools and Supplies, Perry Pete Ford, Cajun Catfish, Bearwood Furniture Center, Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center, and Philplatte Transmissions. Et mon nom va vous dire qui. Ça a été un vrai plaisir d'être avec vous autres ce matin, et on va dire que le bon Dieu vous bénisse.
À ce quoi demain matin, à vos soirs, mes amis.